I'm watching what's happening with the Shiuri Torah beginning to start in the Shchune, the Moise Yagdal Torah, what they're doing, the different things. It's a gewaldige Sach. And I would say that halavai, all of our kehillas should learn from this initiative of more and more Shiuri Torah. And I'm sure that it'll meet a lot of success. It just takes have to persevere, and the more something is a kavuadika thing, it becomes a part of our lives. Now there's a thing that when you learn in the Inyani Mashiach and Gula Bechlal, talked about, you know, in the about the sources from Gemara, Midrashim, Mishonim, Achronim, and the centrality of Gula and Yiddishkeit. It's one of the problems that we have is that when we talk about the topic of Mashiach and Gula, especially by the Torah Welt, a lot of people, you know, we come up against, it's a Lubavitch HaMaisa. And when you look into it more and you see the different things that are going on, that went on in the past, the different sources and the different... You realize that it wasn't just the thing that was occupied in the minds of Lubavitch, but there's Gedolei Yisrael in the last generation. You have a number of Gedolei Yisrael that were very hot on the issue. You have the Chofetz Chaim, who was very hot on the issue. The Minchas Elazar. You have a lot of Polish Rebbes, and you see a lot of issues that they touched on that was bothering them, that we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes. But you see, that it wasn't just we have a monopoly on this issue. This is something for Kert. I always say that we say Menei Be'abal Ish De'Binarga, we have to be able to use out the sources that exist outside of our Egen Sichism, my Morim, and everything else, to be able to bring the topic of Mashiach, to talk about the topic of Mashiach in the rest of the Welt. When we take a look at the sources that are involved, we don't have to just quote from our own sources. There's a lot of beautiful things that are going on, a lot of things that were talked about that from other sources, Chassidische Kreisen, from Litvische Kreisen, a lot of different sources. And I think that's one of the important things, that when we're dealing with the issue, that we have to be more knowledge, will have a certain amount of knowledge about the other sources. Then we talk about topics, then when we bring the sources from them, it's a completely different story. It opens the door to a lot of different things. I mean, I would have to say also that before we get into the details of things, especially in the Frumme Welt, the Frumme Welt has a lot of different the things that bother them when we talk about the topic of Mashiach and Gula. And when I say the Frumme Welt, the Torah Welt, because it's not such a topic that's so well known and learned about, so they have basically a lot of different shilas that they, and you hear it when you deal with it. And I'll throw some to you just off the top of my hat right now, that we should be able to know what we're talking about. Let's take, for example, talk about, they'll tell you, you say that Mashiach is we got to get ready. How could you say that this is the time we get ready? There's so many people that aren't from. How's Mashiach going to come when so many people aren't from? And you sold the golden al b'tshuva. What are you talking about? If that's the case, who knows? Then you have the lomdim that they tell you, dor shekula zakeh, dor shekula chayiv. So, I mean, we don't have not kula zakeh, kula chayiv, so we might as well close shop. Then you have people that will tell you, you want Mashiach to come so fast. Don't be so quick. I've heard, somebody told me this once, when a Litvish guy tells me, yoyim adin ha-godl, you know what's going to be over here? You know what kind of embarrassing situation is going to be? You know what kind of a yoyim adin there is? Yoyim ha-godl va-noyre. Forget it. I'm not waiting for it. I need more time. Then you have people that will tell you, It's a pachad, pchodim, gogamogog. And you have also people that are pushed to exploit the gogamogog. They have all kinds of tapes today about describing exactly in gory details. So that's what I'm waiting for. Then you have people that tell you that you know, there's the simonim of ikvis in the Mashiach. Not all the simonim are mekuyim. This part, yeah, part not. So, and then you have people that will tell you, Akshay Dora, now, if he didn't come before. And then you'll have people that will tell you, and they say to you, what are you making such a big fuss about it? I have a kor of mishpocha, a yid alam, he's a toyin of gdul of mokam echad, a professor and a lam together. He tells me, I was driving home from a simcha in Eretz Yisrael, and he tells me, I understand what you guys want. He says, your Rebbeinu Shlom decide when Mashiach will come. You can't push the issue. When he'll come, he'll come. We believe he's going to come. When he'll come, he'll come. But who's going to hear that we should push the issue and start... in other words, you have all these issues that are popping up when you talk about this topic that... It's mechayev us that we talk about that. When we talk between ourselves and we say the Rebbe gezogt asich and the Rebbe said this and the Rebbe said that, that's for us. But when you're speaking to a person outside of our communities, especially people that are in the rest of the Torah Welt, and you want to talk about the topic, you have to be able to know what is talked about in other sources about these issues. Because the minute you use a key, you say a word, let's say from the Chofetz Chaim, I'll give you an example even that I had, a sharp example from way in Tov Shin Nun Nun Aleph Nun Beis, when the whole tumult started and everything, and one of the things that they had tainis to us is that the Haitochen, that we could say on the Rebbe, that he's Mashiach. So I remember one day I was breezing through a sefer, and I saw all of a sudden that they quote in a litvish sefer, they quote that Rabbi Zalman Meltzer said that if Mashiach is living today, it's zichah dechazanish. I said to myself, I mean, so we have to be embarrassed after you see such a thing like that? Rabbi Chaskel Sarne was by a moitzik doyla toyde, by a knisiyag doyla, and he saw the chortkiver Rebbe, and he wrote a letter to either a Talmud or his son. He says to him, you should know, Zayruik, if Mashiach comes, we have him already. He saw the Rebbe's chortkiver, and he said, I saw, ich hab sich getroffen mit him, and I saw, what do you call it? He's around. We have somebody that's a shark candidate. Bechazkel Sarn writes this in a letter. When you see these kind of things, and then afterwards people start talking to you about the issue, and then you don't have to just talk about was the Rebbe gezogt to him, was the Rebbe gezogt to her. When you talk to people and you talk these kind of things to them, I remember I was once speaking to one of my Litvish cousins, and I told him about this, and he says to me, where does it say such a thing? I said to him, here, I'll tell you, look in this and this sefer. Sefer I told us. They'll take a look and you'll see. And this page, that's where it says it. And afterwards he came back to me, told me, what should I tell you? That's why we have an obligation, as far as I'm concerned. When the Rebbe told us that we should learn in Yoni Mashiach and Gula, if you take a look at the Sichas, they see clearly, the Rebbe says, we're all learning Bizlikut the Sichas. But there's the Gemaras, there's the Midrashim, there's Novi, there's the others under the Sforim and under the Kreisen that they talk about these things. All the Igris and the Maimorim that the Chofetz Chaim wrote about the Tkufa. Rebbe Chon Wasserman. It's when you open up to it and you start reading, and I feel that we have an obligation, because the Rebbe wants us to get the world ready for Mashiach. When he says to get the world ready for Mashiach, it means that the world, there's us. He says, get ourselves ready and get the world ready. The world means you got to talk their language. You can't talk just your language. You have to be able to find and to look to be able to see. I'll tell you, here I'll give you an example. Like I mentioned before, I'll go through a couple of things because, I mean, the topic is a vast topic. I don't know if anyone that learns in Yonim, Mashiach, and Gula knows that there are so many different topics within this noise that they were mefarzim and the shir, but I'm going to touch a couple of topics that we should be able to see. And how it's talked about in other circles. Let's take, for example, like I said, how can Mashiach be ready to come if there's not all the simonim aren't mekuyim what it says in Gemara, and also tshuva? There's no chazorah b'tshuva from everybody. Mipnei chatoenu galina marzenu. So the seam of the golus is the chet. If you don't not misakin the chet, so we're still in golus. Ain you soul in the gol nil b'tshuva? Rambam mefurish nil chas tshuva. Miyusam the Gemara Sanhedrin. So they once went with this shaila to. It's printed in Agadosh Al Pesach from Beis Halevi from Brisk. They went to went to Rabbi Velvel Brisker to ask him this shaila. He said to him, "How could it be that you say a chakaloi b'chol yom shiyovoi? How could it be you say Hakali b'chol yom shiyovoi when and you say that it's not enough just to be maimin Mashiach, you have to wait for Mashiach every day, when we see clearly that there's so many different things that have to become a kuyim in order for him to be able to come? So how can you say he's going to come every day?" So Rav Velvel answered back, and this is a yisod that, I mean, the Rebbe mentions it in the Sicha also. He answered back and he said that we say Kilishwascha Kivinu Kolayoim. So he was Medaik and he says it doesn't say Kilishwascha Kivinu Kolayoim. It says Kol Hayoim. It says Diyak was, he says that first of all, it's not enough just Kilishwascha Kivinu Kolayoim. That you every day you wait for Mashiach. Kol Hayoim. Not only do you have to wait for him, but every single second. Kol rega v'rega, that's kol hayoyim v'zmitai. Elamai, he says. He's going to come, and he can come any minute. Aye, what are you going to do about all these maimori chazal and everything? When he'll come, first of all, lav dafki, it'll be kipshute, the way the maimor chazal says. And when he'll come, he'll be mazbrus, the hezber in the maimor chazal. Even though that he came and it didn't look like that the maimor chazal was mekuyim, he'll explain it's the maimor chazal. Not only that, they asked him, there's certain days where it says he's not going to come. So what was his answer? The same answer that we have from the Tzemach Tzedek. As he'll come, and Tishbitaz Kushabayas of Nevedoichedemfer. Not only us, he said it. He says, so the simonim that are brought down don't have to be dafke. It'll happen, and then he'll be mazmer din yonim. Over nishmitzah the simonim, just because you have the simonim, that means that you have to stop waiting, because we don't see how the simonim are going to become a kohen. That was his answer. The Baal Minchas Halozer, when he talks about it also, Sefer Divrei Torah, and he says clearly that the simonim aren't ma'akiv. All these things that it says alts fine and good, simonim ain't ma'akivim. So mainly, even though that it says a chazal, you know, they'll tell you, Dor Shekul Zak Shulchan, Simona Mein Amakv, because Allah says. Vos Tutten Vegen Tshuva. What do you do about Tshuva? So that also, Chofetz Chaim was troubled about it. He says, Daf Tshuva Ton, so what is this Tshuva? He answers, he has a whole mimer, Arichas Dik, and he says, some, it's going on a certain chelik of Klal Yisrael. Not everyone be. A certain chelik of Klal Yisrael, habeinanim, hamaminim, they'll be more of b'chayze b'tshuva. The rest, that'll come afterwards. That's one tshuva that he gives. The Minchas Halozer, when he talks about it, he says, chadover aposhet, that not everyone's going to do tshuva before Mashiach comes. We have psukim. Uvo oivdim eretz ashur v'anidochem eretz mitzrayim, oivdim v'anidochem. If everyone's doing tshuva, where are the Oivdim Nidochim coming from? We have the psukim, who yivdis is sold, Mikol Avoy Noisev. Which means that he's going to be poid us from Avoyness also. So Mimele, it's zikr from the psukim, Mikol Kamoicha Noisel Oven. Voival Pesha, he's Noisel Oven, he's Oival Pesha. Which means that the zikr are going to be people that are not going to be, when Mashiach comes, then there'll be a Achzor B'Tshuva. Hitaka writes, the Chofetz Chaim, when he talks about it, he says there'll be a certain level of tshuva, even other people also. A kolosdik tshuva, he says. In Hartzen. That's where we get into what the Rebbe gezogt, that the Rebbe says in the Sikha, that there's not a yid that wasn't mahar b'tshuva. So mele, it's niskabel. And then it gets into the topic about Rebbe Chanan says, because most of the generation is tenoy kishenishmu. So mele, it doesn't count even. He talks about, when he talks about this issue, one of the major sources in Yonim Shir Gul is the Barbanel. The Barbanel, when he talks about, he brings down 14 ikrim in Yonim Gul, and one of the ikrim that he writes is that b'shas the Gula, that's when place your soul b'chayz b'tshuva, not before. So you see, there's a word that they quote from Reb Tzodek HaKoyen, that he says, "Bishas the psur of the gula, even poishi yisrael that were lahaches, they'll start being misari b'tshuva." And then there's certain poishi yisrael that don't even won't help when they'll be the shofar gadol. That's when they'll wake up. Until then, not. So Mamela, again, here's a thing that you find. People, Gedoyli Yisrael, they were troubled by the concept of tshuva, and they give these terutz. I saw a gewaldig word. We talk about the union of Dor Shekula Zakeh, Shekula Chayev. I don't know from this word. They bring it down for a Moshe Feinstein. The Moshe Taiches, what's the pshat? Dor Shekula Zakeh Shekula Chayev. He says when we're going to be in a generation where the generation itself, the way that Shilat's asked is, they asked the Shilat like this: L'chayyid is tzaddikim in every generation that always will worry that the generation will never be a Dor Shekula Chayev. So it's not going to happen. Dor Shekula Zakeh is that the chostutzah. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Mayim Tshuva, he says that, what do you call it, that the people that aren't from begeder tenoy geshenishbu, so it's not it doesn't even go into the geder. But Moshe has a tshuva that he answers when he speaks about this Mayim, and he says we're going to come to a generation where we can look at the generation one way, that it's a dor shekula chayev. Look what's going on compared to the previous generations. We're made out of plastic today. The ganze geschäft is everything is watered down. It's not the same thing like it used to be. At the same time, he says, you'll be able to, that same generation, look at the generation and say it's a dor shekula zakeh. Vos fartainis kens toma fun zador. After what everyone went through with the Tzores, with the Holocaust, with the Communist Revolution, with everything else, and the whole Freikite and everything else. So, Adank the Mavish in the way things look. It's a Dor Shekula Zakeh. He says, when you come to a generation where you'll be able to look at that generation the same time, O Kula Zakeh, O Kula Chayev, then you know you made it. That's what kind of a generation is. That's how he teaches in this Maimon that he looks. But the Unterste Shudah is, this is a topic that bothers people in the Torah Welt for sure. The Simonim, the Tshuva, this is talked about, it's mentioned in all these sources. And this is how the Gedoyli Yisrael answered when he came to this. And it wasn't the stita to the Chakale B'chol Yom Shiyovei, it wasn't the stita that it's Ototot that he's coming, with all the Balagan, with all the tumult and everything else, and the Hefkatis that's going on. Another problem that bothers people come along, they tell you, They talk about the Helen Behester in the Welt. Some will tell us from our circles, they'll say, since the Rebbe said, Igiyaz Mangol Aschem, Altskate Mitten Koparop, look what's going on. That's how people talk by us. L'chatchila, when the Rebbe came out with the message, there was a lot of people in the Fruma Welt that were saying, but look what's going on. It's going, the Matzav is Hoylechum is Dard. That was their kind of that they had also. And again on that, it's a taina that it's brought down the same thing by the G'dayli Yisrael in the last generation. There's from the Toldos Aharon, there's from the Satmarov, there's from the Chofetz Chaim about this topic. And again, the bottom line is they say the same thing. Kimeitzeis Chemeretz Mitzrayim Aren in Flois. And just like B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, before things got better, it got worse. And Memele, the Choshech that you see that's going on is also a chelik of it's not a simon of Golos as much as it's a simon of Gula also. Not just a simon of Golos. So Memele, it's not a stita to the Psura, the Psura Sagula, it's not a stita when you see these kind of things going on, because these are things that are part of the process. And they talk about this process also. There's a nekuda that I've come up against many times when I deal with this issue with frum people, and I'll give an akdomet, a story that happened, and I've told this story a number of times, and then I'd like to share with you what I've seen. When the Rebbe came out with the key of Higiyaz Man Golaschem, and that everyone should get ready, I visited my parents in Toronto. And I went into a fellow that used to live, he was a neighbor of the Lubavitch Shul in Toronto when he was a youngster, when he was a teenager. And he was a Yosem at a young age, about 16 years old, and used to come into and every day say Kaddish in Shul. And my father took an interest in the family, and he took care of the two brothers. He was a lifeguard in Gan Yisrael, Detroit. One year he got him to go, and he's a meniach tefillin until today, this fellow. And he moved away from the area, and when I come to Toronto many times, I used to visit him. I came to his house to visit him, and we started to talk, and it was right after the Rebbe came out with the sichas, and we were schmoozing, and he knows of the Rebbe and everything, so he asked me, you know, what's going on, what did the Rebbe say, and this, and I was telling him about and the whole thing, and how getting ready for Mashiach. So he got very, very serious as I was talking to him, and he told me, you know, he says, I bought this house 3 months ago. I moved in, and I don't have mezuzahs. He says, and I don't want Mashiach to come and catch my house without mezuzahs. So can you do something about it? So I told him, it was a big house. I said to him, you know, a mezuzah costs something about, I told him, about 75 Canadian dollars. And you're supposed to put up a mezuzah on every single door except for a washroom. So he says to me, okay. I said, so let's go around the house and we'll take a see how many mezuzahs you have to put up. I went around the house with him, and there was 26 doors that mezuzahs had to go up on. So I tell him, you want me to get you 26 mezuzahs? She says to me, yeah, as soon as you can. This was about 4 or 5 in the afternoon on 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So I said to him, you know what? Tomorrow morning you'll be home about 9, 10 in the morning. He says to me, yeah. So he says to me, I said, you know what? Okay. Then I'll come with the mezuzahs, Mitzvah Shem, God willing. I left his house. I went to a soifer. I went in and I asked him to show me mezuzahs that he has. I found the 26 mezuzahs that I was going to get for him. Wrapped them up, everything put together. The next day at 9 in the morning, I was at his house. We went around, we put up mezuzahs all over the house. And he tells me, and now I'm more calm. Now I know, he says to me, Mashiach will come. At least he won't catch my house without mezuzahs. Okay. I was very, very, I must say that I was very taken by the story. Because, I mean, I saw how the fellow took it so serious. And he acted swiftly. And he made a change in his life because to prepare himself that his house should be at least should have mezuzahs for Mashiach. And as I walked away from the house and I was driving the car, I asked myself, what did I do? Behemshich, what the Rebbe said, if I can compare anything that I took upon myself, like this fellow did. And also he brought out me another diyuk in the Sikha, that the Rebbe said we have to prepare ourselves and the world for Mashiach. And I realized that there's a difference between how we prepare the world and we prepare ourselves. And each and every one of us has to prepare ourselves in our way. But that was a message that I got at the time also. But I'm telling the story for the next Hemshech of the story. I went back to Eretz Yisrael. I came back a half a year later. I came to Toronto. And I went to visit the guy. I come into him. And he's the kind of a guy that he likes to learn. So he goes around different koilim. And he has a chavrusis. So he says, you know what, when you went away afterwards, a couple of weeks later, I went into the Litvisha koil. And I told him, I was sitting with the guy that I was learning with, and I told him, a couple of guys were sitting with me, and I said to them, you know, I hear what the Lubavitcher ever said, you know, you got to get ready, Mashiach is coming. I told him that we had the conversation, and I'm Baruch Hashem, I got mezuzahs. So they told me, this is what he tells me, they told me, take it easy. Don't take it so serious. You might get disappointed. Just take it easy. That's what he told. So he turned to me and he said to me, what do you say about that? I mean, what do you have to say about that? Sometimes you have, you know, mitalmida yoise mikulam. When you have these kind of statements, he says to me, take it easy. Don't take it so serious, you might get disappointed. At the time, when he told it to me, I'll tell you in a second soon I'll tell you in a couple of minutes what I answered him, but I want to be Magdim. That's the story that happened, and that was the question that he asked me. At the time when I answered him was, I said to him, that you've given me another insight in when it comes to the Yud Gimel Ikir Emunah, because when it comes to the Ikir Emunah of Mashiach, it says, Ani Maimim B'Emunah Shleim B'Bias HaMashiach V'Af B'Shis Mameach HaKal B'Chol Yom Shiyob. So I started to think, I said, why does it have to say Ani Maimim B'Emunah Shleim? Ani Maimim B'Bias HaMashiach V'Af B'Shis Mameach HaKal B'Chol Yom Shiyob. Why does it have to say B'Emunah Shleim? But now I understand, I said to him. Because if somebody's going to come along and say, you're allowed to believe, but take it easy. Don't believe all the way. Because if you believe too much, you might get disappointed. And vice versa, I said, disappointment is, there's Yud Gimel Ikir Emunah, but vice versa, there's an Ikir, Ha'ikir Ha'ikrim, that's not even mentioned as one of Yud Gimel Ikir. And that is, to be disappointed is the worst thing. So, Mela, everything that you believe in is until the gvul of disappointment. You have to take it easy. Because the worst thing is you get disappointed. And then I was looking in the sugi of Geula, and I found into Santa Gemara. I mean, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's Tzadik Zayin on the base. Over there, the Gemara is talking about Tipach. Atzomim shel mechashve kitzim, those that make the talk about when Mashiach is going to come, and the Gemara says over there, kivin shigia ketz v'loy bo shuvei nebo. That's what they say. Ketz came and he didn't. He's not going to come. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says no. Chakeloi. Azev yishe state that says in the Novi Chavakuk im yismameh chakel. So the Gemara asks, "Shema toyma onu mechakem, v'hu Hakadosh Baruch Hu gam ki mechake." We're waiting and the Eibush is not waiting. So the Gemara says in the post, Yeshayo, V'lochin Yechak Hashem Lechananchem. The Eibush is waiting for us. If we're waiting and the Eibush is waiting, so what's making it? What's stopping it? So the Gemara says, Midas Adin is Makevis. Midas Adin stop. If that's the case, so what are we waiting for? If Midas Adin is Makevis, so what are you telling us to wait for Mashiach, if he's Midas Adin Makevis? So the Gemara says, Kidei Lekabel Schar. Shenemar, Ashrei, Kol Choy Cheloi. And Paposik Yishayel. Happy is the lot of somebody that's waiting for Mashiach. So the Marsha on the spot asks, Marsha says, what's going on over here? He says, the Eibush, he knows when the Ketz is going to be. So Mela, he doesn't have a problem waiting because he knows when it's going to be. But we don't know when it's going to be. And if we don't know what it's going to be, it's a befeirish apostik to chelis mimush chemachlis slave. Somebody that's waiting for something a long time, so what are you telling me to wait if I don't know when it's going to happen? Midas Adin is Makevis. It's going to hold it back. So what are you telling me to wait for? The Gemara and Marsha answers, that's the Pshat Kedei Lekabel Schar. That the Eibishter is going to pay us back for the Tsar and Agmas Nefesh that we have, that we're waiting and he's still not coming. It's not going to get lost. In a chanami, you have tsar nag misnefesh, and kedei lekabel schar be in that tsar nag misnefesh. That's what he says. What do we see from this? First thing we see from this is that not because of tsar nag misnefesh we tell a person to stop waiting. The way to Marsha is mefarish the Gemara, that's good for the shail of the Gemara. In other words, what are you telling me to wait? If Midas Adin is Makevis, it's gonna cause me a heartache. It's gonna cause me Agmas Nefesh. I'm gonna be disappointed. Elamai. The Eibush knows that, and nevertheless he tells you to wait. And on that you'll get your schar also and the waiting also. And the heartache that you have with Agmas Nefesh the apples. Let's take it a step further. The Shiloh, this issue of disappointment, which is an issue that I want you to know, I'll tell you soon another story that I had. It chazes itself over and over again. But this issue, I want to ask a kolos, the Shiloh, in Betochen. Somebody, Nebuch, is not well. Or somebody has in his family, or his neighbor, or somebody's not well. And you tell him, be mispal, David should help him. And her fur shleima, daven, say tillim, make a minyan at the koizel. I want to understand what's happening over here. You tell him, have betochen, betoy vanir vanigle. What's the question? The question is, Poshet, you tell a person such a thing. How do you tell a person to daven? How do you tell a person to daven like that? Maybe the guy's going to die, and he'll be disappointed. You're telling him to have betochen in the Eibush, and he should daven, he should be mishpal. The guy's going to die, and he's going to be disappointed. Don't build up his hopes too high. You build up his hopes too high, who knows what's going to happen to him? Prepare him. Tell him some people live, some people die. Get ready, cushion him. If he's going to get disappointed. Refrain Hashem and Erefe, but till a certain extent. Don't get carried away. Mevorech Hashonim, but till a certain extent. Sometimes it's a bad year. So when you're diving, okay, but don't get too carried away, because there's this, you have curveballs thrown at you also. Not only that, the Shiloh is even more. We know that there's Toiva Nigla and there's Toiva Nister. We know that the Eibush there gives sometimes We know this Kolman Dover Achmon El Tav of it. We know that this Gamzul Toive. So can you know how it's going to work out? Maybe Punkt this over here is going to be Kolman Dover Achmon El Tav of it. So how do you tell a person, Davin, David should help him, Homer for Shlema, or you're going to have this, you're going to have the Parnos and this and that. Maybe you should tell him, listen, God's in charge, and sometimes it's like this, sometimes like that. Hope, pray, and finish. Now, so there will be people that come along and tell me, maybe that's what has to be done. If you take a look, you'll look at, there's a sicha from the Rebbe in Chele Gimel, the famous sicha on the Arba Kittis in Kriyas Yamsuf. Famous sicha in Chele Gimel. Parshas Beshalach, Arba Kittis. Over there, the Rebbe brings down, the Rebbe talks about this issue also, and the Rebbe brings down a letter from the Friedrich Rebbe, the difference between Bitochen and Tikva. And he says, the Friedrich Rebbe in the letter, it's in the Sikh in the bottom, it's in Ha'ore. He says, Tikva is like the Welt says that a person that's drowning, he'll even chop on a straw to try to save himself. And the Friedrich Rebbe says that grabbing onto the straw is a level of tikva. Because you have some kind of an achizi, you're grabbing onto something. And that's why it says by the Meraglim, by Yeshua, when they made up with Rochav, that she should put the thread outside of the window, it says, Tikva schut ashoni. That there should be hanging the sign. Why is it called tikva? Because you have to hope it's going to work. Because, you know, in the middle of a war, maybe it'll rip. Maybe the wind will blow it away. And maybe the soldiers won't see in the whole tumult. So it was a huffening. It was a tikva that red sign should save them. The Rebbe says, the Friedrich Rebbe says this in the letter, but bitochen is that there's no achiza whatsoever al piteva. It's completely no achiza. It's just because the Abish is a kol yochel, and he can be mishanetev. That's the bitochen, level bitochen. Without any achiza in tev. He's like, Bazoi, you're telling a person that he shab bitochen b'toy vanir v'nigle. Till the last moment, a few cherub chadam munachas al tzavori shalodim, bo b'shol that you know that there's a sif in the charter that says kol mando v'rachmon al tav of it also. Elamai, what's the answer? The Rebbe Taka says in the Sikha that it's two afochim. To tell somebody to have betochen adasof betoy v'nir v'nigla, and at the same time, the minute things don't go that way, you switch into the mode of Gamzu L'Toivol, Kol Mandor V'Chmol Tavovit, is a tie to the Sasr, it's two afochim. And the Rebbe answers is that how does the Eibishter ask from a person to do such a thing like that? Is because he says that we have a neshama, and the neshama is a nois afochim, just like the Eibishter's nois afochim, the Chelik al-Kami Ma'al-Mamish, we're able to also put together the afochim also. That's the Rebbe answers. You'll take a look in the Sikha yourselves. But the fourth is, let's take it even a step further. We know that the Tzemach Tzedek says, Tach Shoift, Tach Gut V'Zayin Gut. We know that the Nikud of Betochen is that the Betochen itself can make the change. So to tell somebody, don't pray too hard, don't trust too hard, because people die, you're taking away his koyach to maybe to be shadda the mitzias. Adirab, it's that bitochen that he has, bitoy vanir vanikla, that's going to make it happen. So to tell somebody such a thing is hepech the mitzias of what we know we have to be telling. So for somebody to come along and to say that don't take coming of Mashiach that too serious, because if you take it too serious and you get disappointed, you're gonna throw away who knows what. The Revelvo Briski says it also. Revelvo Briski says the only one of the 13 Yud Gimel Ike Emune that says the Va'afel Pishi Smameh Chakel B'chol Yom Shiyovoy is on a Mashiach. There's not such a Va'afel Pishi Smameh. There's not such a thing. He says it's the only one. So, the Eibishter, the Rambam Paskins, that it's not enough just to be Maimon. You have to be Mechakel B'yose. You have to wait. They and like the Velvel said, the Diak Lishwasra Kmino Kolayoim. What about disappointment? What about disillusionment? What about all these things that they're talking about? How do you tell a person the whole day? How can a person hal tois? He keeps on waiting day in after day out. Kol rega verega. Where's the disappointment? Where's the Velvel to worry about the disappointment to tell a person to wait in such a way? We know how we feel if we wait for something too long and it doesn't happen. You stop waiting. You get disappointed, disillusioned, you walk away from it. LMI, because of disappointment, we should stop believing?
Huh?
I'll tell you something. There's a word from the Frieke Rebbe. The Frieke Rebbe says that Chassidus macht klug, or Mashiach macht frum. When a person hears that Mashiach is coming, this guy that I was sitting with in his living room, and I told him, he reacted. His neshama reacted right away. He heard that the Rebbe said Mashiach is coming. He right away said, Voivin Tibi, I don't want my house to be caught without mezuzahs. He acted on his emunah. He heard that that's what's going on. He acted. Fakirt. The guy that told him what he told him, as far as I'm concerned, it means he has an issue. He has the problem that he's afraid to believe too much because he's going to get disappointed. I'll tell you, on that word about Mashiach macht frum, there's a word from the Rebbe. The Rebbe said in Achron Shel Pesach one year, and I think it was in Tezayin. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe was talking about the Chazal that says Kol Yom B'Tshuva. Now, and the Rebbe said that the Welt zogt, and the Welt says, what's the pshat that we say in Kol Yom B'Tshuva? Because ein odem yedeis yoy misosoi, and says shuv yoy mechad lifnei misoscha, so maybe you have to be kol yom b'tshuva. You have to call because you don't know when you're going to die, and a person has to do tshuva before he dies. So David says by the Fabrengin, for a person to live with that pshat, it means that he can get very depressed. To live on a day to day basis that this is the last day of your life. And then it should affect you to the point where that's why you're doing tshuva, because tomorrow you're not going to be around. It's not an easy thought to live with all the time. So the Rebbe says he found a pshat from the Maril. He says the Maril says that the Gemara says in Yevomis that there's no, when Mashiach comes, there won't be Kabbalah's Gedim, because there won't be a Gir Lishmo. Because of course a person's going to become a goy. He's going to see that the Klal Yisrael is the Amma Nifcher, so maybe they want to become a... So the Maril says, Yesh Loimer, the same thing when it comes to Tshuva. Till Mashiach comes, there's an Ian of Tshuva Shleima. Once Mashiach will come, we won't be able to have Tshuva Shleima anymore. Because of course you're going to do Tshuva. Once this Gila Lekus in the Welt, V'nigla Kvoid Hashem, Molord's Deas Hashem, so you're going to do Tshuva. But that's not Tshuva Shleima. Tshuva Shleima is when it's coming from yourself. So Mele Zokta Maril, because we say Chakalei B'chol Yom Shiyovai, Mashiach can come every day. And once Mashiach comes, you're not going to be able to do Tshuva. So Mele, Tshuva Shleima, so Mele Kol Yom B'Tshuva, because Mashiach is going to be coming tomorrow. So they ever finished off when he said to Maril, he said, Tos Hashem Afrei Lecha Pshat. In other words, that you can live with every day. The thought of the constant that Mashiach should come, and the waiting for it on a constant basis is something that's not that we can choose yes or no. That's the mitzias. Ad kedikach that the Rambam paskins that if you're not waiting every day, it's pagay in the muna, and it's kekoyfer b'toyre if you don't really believe, if you're not waiting every day. He puts it together. The Chofetz Chaim brings down, and this is also something, because like I told you, I'm driving the car, my cousin says to me, well, what is this business here? Money from the Mabish, the Mashiach should come. When the Mabish decides, he'll bring him. What does the Chofetz Chaim say? Chofetz Chaim brings down clearly that you have to be teveya by the Mabish every single day for Mashiach to come, just like a poil, when he finishes his job every day, he's teveya schar. Because a poil sakhir, if he's not tevei eschar, the balbos doesn't have to pay him on that day. But if he's tevei, he has to pay him. He says you have to be pusha tevei every single day on Mashiach. A tevei. So here you have, you're telling people that they have to wait and anticipate in an eager and anxious and active way. And even to be tevei. And then you're turning around, you're telling me, take it easy. Don't take it so serious because you're going to get disappointed. Obviously, that the Marshal answers, you'll get paid for that disappointment also. I had a couple of years ago that I was talking, I was in Yerushalayim, I was talking about this topic, and there was a person that heard me, not going to go into names right now, but there was a person that heard me as I was talking about this topic. And after I finished talking about it, a guy came over to me from that heard what I had said. And he told me over, he says, I want you to know a story from one of the Gedolim. He was trying to tell me as Das Toyre. And he told me a story about in the 40s when the Friedrich Rebbe came out with La'alta L'tshuva, La'alta L'gula. He said that what he called there was a couple of Bavitcher and Goliath that walked over to there was a Yid, a Sephardic Yid, that he had a big factory of furniture, and it was open on Shabbos. And the couple of Bavitcher and Goliath went over to this guy and they told him, the Rebbe says L'alta L'tshuva L'alta L'gula, Mashiach is coming. It's pasnish that your factory should be open on Shabbos. And the guy said he heard. And he went to be shoyel etzah by a rov. This rov later on became from the Gedolim. And the rov told him that if you're planning on closing the factory because Shabbos, then close the factory. But if you're planning on closing the factory because Mashiach is coming, then keep it open. Tell him this is what he tells me. And then, in order for me to be able to understand Das Toyre, he tells me, because Poshet, if we'll close the factory, Mashiach won't come, his whole Yiddishkeit can go down the tubes. So Mamela, he told him to keep it open. I heard this story. I must say, I heard this story. I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't have believed it myself. To tell it to me and to give it to me, like, you know, I mean, with the whole Das Toyre, it was like, you know, mind-boggling to me to hear such a thing like that. Maybe I was going to say, after I heard the story, I said, I got to go to Toronto and pull off all the mezuzahs from that house. I mean, because he went and put up mezuzahs, and now, who knows how disillusioned he is, who knows what's going on, you know. It's an obvious thing that we're dealing with, it's a completely different mindset. But I tell you, the way the Marshal is mefarish the Gemara, it comes out that Das Gufa is one of the shiles of the Gemara. What are we waiting for if we don't know what's going to be Ketz and we're going to be disappointed? So what are you telling us to wait? So the Mashiach doesn't say, you know what, it ain't a chanami, so we shouldn't wait. He says, no, taki have agmas nefesh. He's not saying you're not going to have agmas nefesh. You'll have disappointment. Bobber, we have to be able to realize that doesn't stop us from waiting and to telling the world that Mashiach is coming, you got to get ready also. It's a completely different mindset. That's a dogma.
Can I ask a question? I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's a two-part question, and I apologize the way I'm going to put this, the first part of the question, but anyway, to me, the holding of Mashiach is above logic, but what I'm going to ask the question on has my logic to it. In other words, the Rebbe said many, many things, many, many sikhas, this, that, and the other. I don't know his exact words, but he did say at the end of Mashiach, what year was, I think it was Limbase, I'm not sure, you know better than me. But he said, I myself don't know what's holding up Mashiach, or what's the problem, where he is, something along those lines, yeah?
Yeah.
And since then, everything is broken, the sequels and everything else, now we have other rabbis, with all respect to them, who will admit that the Rebbe was the head and the other toes. I'm speaking about rabbis in this neighborhood, big rabbis that lecture, this, that, and the other. But what they're doing is bringing down what the Rebbe said in his own words. They're taking the Rebbe's words and they're interpreting it according to what they think the Rebbe said or what he meant, and they're putting the shot into their words. But yet they will admit that the Rebbe was here and they're down here. So how do we go by what they say if the Rebbe himself said, I don't know where the holdup is, what's holding up, and what's the problem, where's Mashiach, what's going on? If he said that, how can anybody, with all respect to these rabbis, have the right to speak on the topic and say, this is what's going on now, and that's what's going to be in the future, and this is how it comes down, and look for this, look for that, this is where it was. How does anybody have the right to speak if the Rebbe himself, who's the head of everybody else's toes, said, I don't know what the holdup is, I don't know what the problem is, I don't know his exact words, and that was many, many years ago. That's part one of the question. Part two is, I would like you to explain to me, please, how he said, take off umiyad mamish. Exactly what does miyad mean? I don't want to hear you say that it means Rosh HaTorah is for Moshe and Israel and David. I don't want to hear you say that it means 1,000 years is equal to one day. I don't want that. I want to know why. Push it simple. Miyad means now. So how do we explain the word miyad, or it's, we don't explain it because the Rebbe didn't know, we don't know, and it's above logic. That's the two-part question.
Okay, if I could just kind of, I think it's going to go a little bit off subject. It's a whole subject for itself. Maybe
this is about Mashiach, isn't it?
It's about a specific topic in Mashiach. I think we should discuss that after.
Let Rabbi Bukowski speak for himself, please. Can you address that, please?
I'm going to just, one thing I'm going to say about, I'm going to mention one thing about, there's a certain aspect, and I'm going to get back, I'll touch on a certain aspect. I mentioned before this story about this fellow that when he heard that the Rebbe said Mashiach is coming, he said, I don't want my house to be without mezuzahs, and he asked to put up mezuzahs. That year, by the Kinnis HaShluchim, Tovshin Nun Beis, when the Rebbe spoke about, the only thing that's left now is that we have to get ourselves and the world ready for the coming of Mashiach. At the end of the Fabringen, the Rebbe said to the Shluchim that in order to make it happen quicker, everyone should take upon himself the good resolution of learning Torah or on Lekuta Torah, the whole Sefer Torah on Lekuta Torah. And that should help to make it happen speedier, the whole coming of Mashiach. It's printed in the Sicha, at the end of the Sicha. It happens to be in a bracket at the end of the Sicha, but it's there. That as a resolution of the Kenes HaShluchim, the Rebbe said that the Shluchim take upon themselves to learn the whole Sefer Torah or on Lekuta Torah in order for Mashiach to be able to come quicker. That was basically, so to speak, a way how we can prepare ourselves, was the Rebbe was giving such a hachlot. Now, one of the things that taught me was, when I looked at the Sicha, was that the way to prepare for Mashiach is lav dafke the way I think. Torah and Lekuta Torah, even though there's people that say it went out in the 50s or the 60s, the Rebbe, in 1992, was telling us that in order for Mashiach to be able to come, to make it happen quicker, that the Shluchim should learn Torah and Lekuta Torah. And that'll help them make quicker. So that was one of the things they taught me right away, that we shouldn't think the things went out in the 50s or the 60s, they're still around. But then there was another question about something about 7 years later. 7 years later, I was sitting together by Kiddush HaShluchim at a table with a lot of my friends, and I asked them, "New guys, how many times have you gone through the whole Torah and Likutei Torah?" It was about 8 years after the Rebbe said the Sicha, 7-8 years after the Rebbe said. And they looked at me and they said, "What do you mean?" So I said, "Well, in Tovshin and Beis, the Rebbe said to learn the whole Torah and Likutei Torah. That's going to make it happen quicker." And the answer that I got back was there wasn't anyone at the table that really had gone through the whole Torah and Likutei Torah. About 2 years later, I was at another Shluchim conference in Eretz Yisrael, and I spoke about the topic again, and I mentioned what the Rebbe had said. And over there was a couple of people that came over to me and they told me, "Where did the Rebbe say such a thing? You don't remember ever said such a thing." So I told them, "Take a look at this in the Sikh and you'll see the Sikh." Now, I've thought about this many times, and I said to myself, the Rebbe said, it was like, you know, the Sikh of Toshin and Beis, we're talking about, you know what I mean, we're at the top of the world. It's Ototototot is Galus. And the Rebbe says to the Shluchim that, you know, in order to be able to make it happen quicker, this is what should be done. Now, I would expect that everyone within you know, the year took on the Makvius, because, I mean, that was it, and they learned it. They, you know what, they even knocked it off. But they did it, you know what I mean, because but it didn't happen. So I said to myself, why? Why didn't it happen? And I came to the conclusion, and I must say, I mean, this is my conclusion. Everyone could give different interpretations. But my conclusion was that we really don't believe that it depends on us. If we really would believe that it depends on us, then we would look different. Some reason we feel it's going to happen by itself. It's going to happen. Doesn't make a difference. I'm just a small little screw over there. It's not going to really... I don't really count in the big game plan. It's going to happen. I don't believe that my Torah or Likutei Torah is going to make it happen. If I would really believe, then I would look at it differently. And I think that that's part of the answer, which that we can answer ourselves on such a thing. Of course, there's a lot of things that we don't understand what's going on. But there's things that we have to make our own reckoning when it comes to our own personal lives, each and every one of us. Do we really believe that it depends on us? And if it does depend on us, so what am I doing to make it happen quicker? What, like I said before, what did I do instead of 26 mezuzahs? What did I do? He took 26 mezuzahs and he put them on the door. What did I do? Do I have something substantial that I should be able to say? I gave the example what the Rebbe said in the Sikha. You know what I mean? What he asked the Shluchim. So that's a certain aspect that I just wanted to touch on. That I think that is a question that we have to ask ourselves constantly. And I think that we have to start believing more in ourselves of what we are part in the game plan. When the Rebbe spoke to Sikha in Tovshin, when the Rebbe spoke to Sikha in Chav Ches Nissen, he wasn't talking to the walls of 770. He was talking to people that were standing there. He was talking to each and every one of us as individuals. He was giving us a mission. And he was also giving us koichas to be able to do something. So when we belittle ourselves and we say, "Mi ani v'mani, who am I, what am I?" You know, that's very nice when you sing by Chassidus Shafabrein, you say a little chaim and everything. But you also have to recognize the achrayus that you have. And you can't walk away from the responsibility that you have. I'm not going to go more into right now into this topic. I'm sorry.
Miyad, though. How do we interpret the word miyad?
I'm not going to go more into this topic because I think that the fact that if the Rebbe gives certain things for us to do, and then we turn back and we look and we say that we didn't do them, so then we have to ask ourselves, you know, how much did we mess up on the miyad? That's what I want to say also. In other words, there's no question about it that it's not a Dover Shein, a moving klal is a Dover Shein, a moving klal. But then there's also things that they ever actually asked and gave to do. And if we didn't do it, then the first question we have to ask ourselves is, no. So start getting. And maybe that'll make the difference. Because he asked us to do it. Who am I? What am I? No. He asked you to do it, so that's what you should do. That's the gist of what I wanted to bring out that point. Now I wanted to get into another thing also. Another thing that we hear always from the Welt. Der Chagav, I'd like to just touch on the topic that I mentioned right now about the disappointment thing. They come out, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, this comes out in Eretz Yisrael. Tzach in Eretz Yisrael gives it out once a month. It's a booklet that has on every day something on the Mashiach and Gula. It's either coming from the Sicha from the Rebbe or from different sources. So they have on tomorrow, Yom Chamishi, which is tonight actually already, Dalad El, they have from the Baal Mezgeres HaShulchan, from the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, he has a Sefer Ketzah Ploys. So he writes that it says in the Gemara and the Rambam, Tipach Ruchim Shal Mechash V'Kitzim. Shehoyo Oimrim, Shekivin Shegiya Ketz V'loi Bo, Shuvay Nebo. So he writes over here, this is Dafke, when a person says the Gula will be in a certain specific time. But if he says, do tshuva and ask for the Gula because this year is an Eitz Rotzen, he's doing a mitzvah gedoyla by saying that. Because the Klal Yisrael, there are a number of people that will hear it, and they'll do something, some good deeds because they heard this proclamation. And even if Mashiach doesn't come that year, lo yeshub gam bemuna, don't worry about it touching their emuna possible. You have to be awaken the people to be able to get them to do. Especially that we know that we're talking about this also, the Chofetz Chaim and the a lot of talk about, they say the close as long as we're deeper into the goals, we're getting closer to Mashiach also. We're getting closer and closer. So to say, let's not talk about it because people will get disillusioned. The more we're getting closer, we have to talk about it. This is a thing that they bring down from the Malbim, and some bring it down even from the Dubna Magid. That the fact that we talk about, we're so wrapped up in talking about when's Mashiach coming now, so they bring down the Malbim brings down the Moshul that a father and a son start traveling, and the son turns to the father right when they get into the wagon and start traveling, when are we going to get to their destination? And this father looks at the son, he says to him, what are you asking a Nair Shashayla? We just started the trip. 2 days later, he hears the father asking the driver, when are we getting to the destination? He says, you told me it's a Nair Shashayla. So he says to him back, Vos Vashtesh? She says, you don't understand. He says, when we first started the trip, it's an hour to Shiloh. But now we're getting closer. It's normal to ask, when are we getting there already? So to ask, when are we getting there, and to push towards getting there quicker a little, it's a normal thing that the closer we get to it, that's what should be done. So the Nanhoga, which was 1,000 years ago, he can't compare it today as we're getting closer and closer to the grand finale. That's another thing also, you hear people that they tell you there's an obsession about it. Let's not get obsessed about it. And I love this. I always tell people like this. I say to them, in the Frumah Welt today, in the Torah Welt, there's two things that there's an obsession. One of them is Shmiras HaLoshen, and the other one is Daf HaYoimi. Baruch Hashem, I'm not knocking, but it's definitely on the level of obsession. I mean to say that it's Mamad, Shurim, and talking this. I'm not knocking. But it's also, we're not talking about that Mahar Sinai was given Daf HaYoimi. Baruch Hashem, people are learning and everything. But you see, in other words, that there's things that become part of Klal Yisrael, and the people are doing it, and the people are getting involved. Now, people that would know on Shmiras HaLoshen, if you take a look at the Chofetz Chaim's Hagdoma to Shmiras HaLoshen, where is it coming from? In the Akdoma, in his introduction. He says that he's looking for the reason why Mashiach hasn't come. What's holding it back? And he writes in the Akdoma, he came to the conclusion that it's sin is chinam istama, that caused the whole chorb. And he sees that a lot of times, where's the sinus chinuch coming from? Because of what we speak, and how we talk, not we're supposed to. We're not shomer lashon. So Mela, in order for Mashiach to be able to come, to be misakin, that Mashiach should be able to come, he came out with the whole Indian of learning about all the dinim of lashon hara and chilus and all these things. In his akdoma. The whole shmir zaloshin is all around to be misakin the sinus chinuch in order for be able to Mashiach to come. He was looking for the reasons what's holding back the gula.
He went jogging in the morning with all the other kohanim, the other kohanim shabachar,
yes.
In case they would have to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow.
Yeah, I always say that if the CNN would have existed then, and they would have taken a video for the world to see the suitcase that he had next to his bed with his Shabbos clothing that he was ready to go the minute the shofar gets blown, it would have been a hit all over the world also. It was pushed before we had all the communications, so it didn't make that, even though there people knew about it, but it didn't hit the whole world like today because we have such communications. So when you talk about, first of all, when you talk about, when they say to us about the centra, why you're so obsessed about talking about Mashiach and Gula and never get prepared, and we have to do things to hasten it and to ask the Rebbe Yisrael Shalom and to daven for it, sons. I say to them, first of all, I say to them, the whole, when you take a look of the centrality of asking about Mashiach to come and the whole koch, every day when you daven, you say Birchas Hamazon, and you open up your siddur from beginning to end, you mention Mashiach between 60 to 80 times. In Shmoin Esra itself, a Mevi Goyal of Nevi Neim, Mechaya Mesim, Goyal Yisrael, Mekabes Nitchi Yisot Kabes Shofar Godel, Hashiva Shofteinik of Arishoina, this week's Parsha, and then you have what he called Yishlaim Yircha Brachman Toshav, Esemach Dover Avdecha, Hamadach Shchiros Letzion, and Amvorch Hazam Yisol Vasholim, when the Emes Hasholim is going to be when Mashiach comes. Who talks about also that you say Yishma Yisol, what's one of the Kavonas Hashem Echad, what Rashi brings down? That the Loss is Lovey, it'll be Hashem Echad by all the Goyim also when Mashiach comes. So he said, you're standing in front of the Eibishter to daven in Shmoin Esrei, and what's your bakoshes tzrochav? One time after the other, about seven brachas, all about Mashiach. So you're asking me why we're obsessed about talking about how Mashiach has to come and the Gula has to come when you see such a thing. If you just take a cheshbon of that, it's between 20 to 25,000 times a year that a person mentions about the Gula from his mouth. So I mean, don't blame us, like they say. This is part and parcel of mainstream Yiddishkeit, starting from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they're misaken Shmoin Esrei and everything else that went along with it. In the Andervel, Yigdal. What's Yigdal? If not the Yud Gimel Kiyamune? What's on the Maimins that they say every day? We bench the Chodesh Mishos and Yisrael Aviseinu. What are we asking for? It's all over the place. So Mela, this is another thing also, when people start saying, what are you making such a big issue about it? It's poshut. I was once reading a sefer that they were talking about, there was a certain Godel B'Yisrael that they were clearing if he learns Musar every day. So his one of the non-techaveirim to this Godel B'Yisrael, he said he listens to what he davens every day, that's his Musar. And I reminded myself when I saw it that the Rebbe Tamol Gizok Nasicha, the Rebbe said Nasicha, that what he called, listen to your peer Shamilis when you're davening, and you'll see how central the issue of Mashiach is in our lives also. Min Hogi Yisrael that we do. We eat as soon as David Malki Mashiach on Motzei Shabbos. We break a kos under every chuppah because of Imeshkechech Yerushalayim. And then the Kehain, we say at the end of the Seder Lashon HaBov Yishlaim, we say the Nil Lashon HaBov Yishlaim. Everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, you're dealing with Inyonim that are total central parts. You know, they say from the Smak, one of the shiles you ask about per person after 120 is Tzipis LeYeshua. Did you wait for Mashiach? So the Smak says, what kind of a shail is that? Mele kavatitim l'toyer is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah in Tzipis LeYeshua? So the smak is the one that brings down. He says it's coming from the mitzvah. Just like you have to have a moon in the Eivishter, I should see Chesed Shaim, it's also the moon in the Gul. The Loshen that's brought down in the Chofetz Chaim, in one of his letters, is that the Inyan of Emunah Mashiach is Ikir Ikir in Klal Yisrael. This is just, these are things, I'll tell you, the whole concept about people will come along, the concept of they ask about, they bring the Rashi from Ksubis about the Shavuos that the Eivish was Mashbiya Klal Yisrael, Shal Yitchuku is a Ketz. So Rashi brings down Shlo Yarbe B'Tachnunim Al Kach Yoisim Yidai. That's one of his pedushim. You shouldn't ask too much. So they say Hini Astachadug. So first of all, there's other pedushim Shlo Yitchuk Sakes. Not only Rashi's pedush, but not only that, Rashi said such a thing. So the Avnei Nezer brings down and he says it's not Lalocha L'Maisa what Rashi said. It wasn't accepted Lalocha L'Maisa. Ha'uvda, that we take a daven all the time for Mashiach also. It's part of our tefillahs, so it wasn't accepted halacha l'maisa what he said. And some want to bring down, it's brought down in the Shiloh, there's some want to bring down that was only b'tanai at the same time when the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mashbiya Klal Yisrael for Shalit Chesaket, he was also Mashbiya Umas Oilam that they shouldn't make us such a difficult shibud. But because they didn't keep their Shavuah, so our Shavuah falls off also. And someone is say also that it was only for 1,000 years that Shavuah. And then afterwards it passed on. Not only that, in Sifri Chassidus, from the Poilishes form, it's brought down that there's Tchikas HaKetz, but not when you're in the Ketz itself. Once you're in the Ketz, which is an Art Kufa, it's a completely different story. The Chassam Sofer brings down on this Rashi, and he says that the Pshat Shalit Chizaketz is that one's not supposed to use Kabbalah Maisis and Shashbos Malachim. The Rebbe brings it down to Sichals. That's what it means. But davening, he says, Mitzvah Rabbe. That's what it's all about, to daven about Mashiach. So again, this is another topic. Do you have people that throw you? If you're talking about Mashiach too much, it's soysed heschadas. You hear that also? Ein Mashiach bo beheschadas. Again, taking the Maimer Chazal out of its context, not learning and seeing what the Peshat is, what's brought down. That it says that there's three things that come beheschadas, and the posh the Peshat is that you don't know exactly when it's going to happen. Just like you can't plan finding a Metziah and a scorpion, you don't plan when he's going to bite. The same thing as this. It has nothing to do with the... We could talk about Mashiach from today to tomorrow, but the fact when he's going to come, is it going to be a sudden moment? Or, like the Rebbe brings down other Perushim Heschadas, that when we're least expecting him because of the hell of a Hester. But these are things, that's why I say people are troubled by these things because they hear these Maimonides Chazal, they know them, and we have to be the ones to be the ambassadors that are out there, that we talk about these issues, that it should be clear cut by us. And it shouldn't be just said that the Rebbe said this and the Rebbe said that. We should be able to take from the sources of other Meforshim and other things to be able to talk about it too. This is a very important thing. Now, I'm gonna there's a certain Nakuda also. First of all, there's an interesante nekuda that when we talk about the things that are mezarez Mashiach to come, like I mentioned, my cousin saying to me that we're supposed to be waiting passively, and I asked him where are you drawing this? You know many things that say Chazal gedolot stoka shemekarev esagula ein agolis miskanses b'schus mishnayis ein ben David bo atshichel kol neshama shebeguf. You have so many different things that are brought down, that these are mitzvahs that will make it happen quicker. The Rebbe has an interesting nekuda on the Rambam, that he says that that in Hilchus Tshuva, that we have to look at the world that it's shokel, and it can be machir sakaf. Every maisi you do, machshava dibrachas that you do. I saw recently that the Rebbe brings down that it's the chiddush of this Rambam. The Rebbe wants to say is not only are we talking about an odom godel, even a child under the age of bar mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't say only a ben a bar chiyuva. A maisa toiv of a little child also, when the Rebbe gave out stock into the children, the Rebbe says, a maisa toiv of a child could also be machir, es oil mekafshus. Not only from a person's machoyi b'mitzvahs. And that brought me to another machshava. I had a maisa that I was traveling once, and I was in an airport, and I was standing in line. It was early in the morning. We're standing in line. You know, you have like these lines that, like a weekly snake line, like. And a couple of levels ahead, I saw an elderly couple that they didn't have a one of these wagons that you put the suitcases on, and the husband was trying to break the line the whole time to try to wait to get in front of the line, and he would leave the two suitcases and run, and then the line would move and he would jump back and pick up two heavy suitcases and move them ahead. So after watching it for two or three minutes, I took my suitcase off my wagon and I walked over to the couple and I said, take a wagon. So the man says to me, why all of a sudden you give this? I said to him, well, you have heavy suitcases, and I have a suitcase that has wheels, so I don't have a problem. Take it. No, he insisted. I tried to get him to take the wagon. He didn't want to take it. I tried again. He went to, so I said, listen, what do you say? You can't teach an old horse new tricks. What can I do? So I took the wagon and I took it back and I put my suitcase on. In front of me there was a young fellow, a 25-year-old Texan, Dallas. He was standing in front of me, and the husband, the man, the old man, went ahead of the line again to try to get it. And so this guy picks up the two suitcases and he starts moving the suitcases, the young fellow. And he did it a couple of times. So I turn to him and I tell him, oh, you got your good deed for the day. So he says to me, we got the good deed for the day. So I told him, I tried, but it didn't work. You got it. He says to me, Rabbi, you don't understand. He said, what you did was contagious. That's what he told me. As I was standing and he told it to me, and I was thinking to myself, what did the Rebbe tell in the guy, CNN, when the guy came to the dollars? What did the Rebbe tell him? The Rebbe said, get ready. How should they prepare? He says, acts of goodness and kindness. The Rebbe said, "Acting with the guys." So, in other words, it finally hit me when I was in the airport that if we can be mashpia, even on a goy, the Rebbe's message was to the whole world: acts of goodness and kindness. So, we can be mashpia on a goy, on an act of goodness and kindness. That was one of the shlichas that the Rebbe gave to the world, that there should be a ribu in acts of goodness and kindness. I don't know. This is a shaila that I was thinking about, whether to be machia the velt lekav schus viviashuv atzola is also goes into those act of goodness kinds, because the Rebbe says on a child it's not a bar chiyuv, it's kind. I'm leaving it open for machshava, but the bottom line is that we're dealing with like I say, the whole metzias of the tviya to the gula. You know, when he tells me that we should be passive and not active, I tell him, did you ever take a look at Tikkun Chatzos, what it says, the nusach of Tikkun Chatzos? Ad Mosai is brought down in nuschois of Tikkun Chatzos. I just would at this point I would like to conclude with the fact that The achrayis, as far as I'm concerned, when we talk about, when the Rebbe told us that we should be learning in Yoni Mashiach and Gula and getting the world ready, there's a certain... The more yediyah that one has about the Yoni Mashiach, he's able to bring down the Inyoni Emunah Mashiach to be a reality. The further away from the topic, it's in the higher worlds. It doesn't come down to earth. We have an achrayis that when we go out to the world and in our own communities and who we speak to, it's got to come down to earth more. It has to be more of our day-to-day life. In our homes also. When we talk about L'moshel, the Rebbe said, if you remember the Sikha, the Rebbe said about G'doyle Tztoke Shemekarev Zagula, he said when a child gives Tztoke, you should let him know, a person should be Machaven, the G'doyle Tztoke Shemekarev Zagula. In other words, the achrayas that we have, when the Rebbe said about the learning in Yonah Mashiach and the bringing it down to live with it, is also in our own personal homes. Today, it's not just that you're being Machanech a child to give Tztoke. Or you mean machanech a child even to say moida ani in the ego vas and so on. The kol yemei chayecha lehovel lemoisa Mashiach expresses itself also in the day-to-day actions that he's doing. The ego vas that he takes is not only the ego vas, but it also is a maisa toiv that can be machiya sakaf v'vi yeshu vatzola. The benching that he benches is also, not only is he benching birchas amozen, but he's also doing a thing that can be machiya sakaf. The Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Hovel L'Moisa Mashiach, the Rebbe says, expresses itself through that machshov and that kavona of that you can mechir a kaf in every single maisa you're doing in every dimah machshov. So in Meila, it's a kolorazach that the more one learns about these inyonim and incorporates it in his own particular house, in the chinuch that he gives in his family, at the Shabbos table, at any other time, in the morning, at night, and so on and so forth. Even the Moshe, like I mentioned before, the Kavon of Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, there's the pshat of the Dal Druchis Mitechesi, but there's also the pshat that Rashi brings down, that Hashem Echad is Losed Lovey Ozepechetz Kol Amin of the Shkem Echad. That's a pshat Hashem Echad. That has to be also incorporated into the machshov and into the kavona that our families are, and when we're saying the krishma and so on. That gufa is the kol yemei chayecha lehovel lemoisa Mashiach. And it's just a matter of tsumas lev, of putting our minds and our hearts to it. And that's what the Rebbe Taka said. He gave us the key that the more we learn about these things, the more we begin to live with it, and the more we incorporate it in our own lives. And we as parents have the achrayas when it comes to our own families also, that it should be incorporated in our house. A week goes by, not even a mention about it. We know that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, because it should be part of our koch when it comes to these inyan. So Mamela, Baruch Hashem today, When the campaign of Mashiach came out, the Rebbe in Tovshin Nun Aleph Nun Beis, at that point, we didn't have the swarm that we have today. We don't have all the different books that are out like we have today. Baruch Hashem, today there's a nice arrangement of books and swarm in different languages also. Not only in Hebrew, you have also in English books. It's something that we have to revisit, and again to start learning. It's never too late, and to be able to rejuvenate the chayis and the inyonim, and it's up to us to keep it alive, and it's negeya to each and every one of us in our homes, and we shouldn't be depending on anyone else except for ourselves. It all depends on us, each and every one as an individual. So the Eibusha should help that we should be zoiche, that we should take ourselves serious and realize the shlichas that the Rebbe gave us. And by us learning these in Yonim and internalizing them and talking about in our homes, we should be zoicher ready. It should be yored lamatam asarat fochem, and we should be zoicher ready that we should have this galus taken from Yad Mamash.